As we sometimes struggle with concerns in this world, it is a great blessing to read 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7 that tells us what to do. Cast all your anxiety on Him. The Him that Peter referred to in this case is Jesus the Christ. Brother David Johnson will use those words in his sermon topic on this Words of Life program. You can hear us each week on the same station, and we are sponsored by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who want you to be blessed by knowing Jesus. The sermon for today will be a great encouragement to each of us.
There's a church in the valley by the Wildwood, no lovelier place in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the vale. Come. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. How sweet on a bright Sunday morning to list to the clear ringing bell. How tenderly sweet is the warning as it calls to the church in the dale. Come to the church in the wild, come. Oh, come to the church in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. It was here in the church in the wildwood we knelt with our mother in prayer. In the long gone days of our childhood, come and meet her in memory there. Oh, come to the church in the wild, come. Oh, come to the church in the dale. Come. No spot is so dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the vale. From the church in the valley by the wildwood, when day fades away into night, I would fain from the spot of my childhood wing my way to the mansions of light. Oh, church on the vale. Come. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
Father, as we pray to you, we recognize that every good and perfect gift comes from you. Please bless each of our listeners with the convictions and health and peace that are needed and that only come from you. We seek your help for each one who is working to live and share your gospel. Protect the persecuted and help them to share Jesus with the lost. The greatest hope we have is for Christians to know that Jesus is going to draw us to be with him at your appointed time. Please help us to be ready and mindful for this great event. And thank you for listening to us today. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Based upon 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7, Brother David Johnson will now present Cast All Your Anxiety on Him.
It's good to be together again as we look into the Word of God. The title for the lesson is, Cast All Your Anxiety on Him. And our theme text is taken from the New Testament, the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Please listen to the Word of God. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. May the Lord add His blessing to the public reading of His Word and the truthfulness of our God's message to mankind. There are many vexing questions regarding God and the things of God. Consider this question, which is often asked. Quote, does God punish people through natural disasters? End quote. For example, in the year of our Lord 2005, in the United States of America, a hurricane named Katrina, Hurricane Katrina, ravaged the American Gulf Coast. Who can forget the pathetic pictures of people on the roofs of their houses begging to be rescued in flooded New Orleans, Louisiana? Or consider in the year of our Lord 2010, the island of Haiti was devastated by a massive earthquake. Haitians were buried under rubble. Survivors were afflicted with hunger, disease, and hopelessness. And this, the nation of Haiti, the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere, and they had and have had many natural disasters. Is God punishing Haitians through natural disasters, particularly? In the year of our Lord 2011, an earthquake and tsunami inflicted enormous destruction on the people of Japan. A Japanese atomic nuclear reactor suffered damage and leaked radiation to significantly add to the danger and misery of the population in Japan. In 2020 through 2022, today, the entire world is still reeling from a highly contagious and deadly pandemic that has and continues to cause death in nearly all 196 nations on planet Earth. And of course, especially if death attacks our families, if disease, serious disease, attacks our loved ones due to these type natural causes, do we, even as Christians, wonder if God is punishing us individually, personally, our families, or our community, or our nation, or the world with these pandemics? Is God doing this directly? The Bible states regarding Christ, quote, that in Him all things hold together, end quote. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 17. So some would assert that he, Christ, is responsible for all natural disasters, because in him all things hold together, and that God is punishing people through a myriad of natural catastrophes. And of course, Jesus Christ is deity in bodily form, according to Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9. Moreover, consider the factual truths of, for example, in the Old Testament, 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 1, in which God withheld rain from Israel. God withheld rain from Israel. Also in the Old Testament, Exodus, book of Exodus, chapters 7 through 11, whereby God sent plagues upon Egypt. Also in the Old Testament, the book of Numbers, chapter 16 and verses 29 through 33, it states, God opened up the ground to swallow up those who rebelled against Moses. And then, for example, in the New Testament, in Luke chapter 8 and verse 24, it says there that Christ, quote, rebuked the wind and the raging waters, end quote. Indicating, of course, that Jesus Christ had control of weather. And yes, God is omnipotent, all-powerful. And therefore, he controls every atom, every particle in the cosmos. Yet, that does not mean that God chooses to manipulate all natural phenomena all the time as his purpose and plan. God unquestionably has the power to intervene in this world whenever he chooses. And he has done so and can continue to do so. But that does not mean every single cause of natural disaster is proximately initiated by him, directly initiated by him in his wrath for his purpose and plan. In fact, the original initiating reason of natural calamity is due to mankind, not to God, and a very, very long time ago. Listen again in the Old Testament to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 17, which says, this is God speaking to Adam, and he said to Adam, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. And ever since, on planet Earth, for examples, when cold air and warm air collide, turbulent weather patterns form naturally in this cursed world, in this fallen world, because of sin that came into the world by the headship of the human race, Adam and Eve. So when cold air and warm air collide, it can cause tornadoes to twist, hurricanes to swirl, rain to fall, and floods to come. The earth shifts and the ground shakes and volcanoes erupt. According to meteorologists, the earth experiences about 2,000, the entire earth experiences about 2,000 thunderstorms at any one time. Our planet receives a shocking 100 lightning strikes per second, or 3.6 trillion strikes per year. This according to meteorologists, weathermen, in other words, according to science. We live on a naturally violent planet. It's a wonder that more people and more property are not lost. According to Genesis chapters 1 and 2, originally, the earth and Adam and Eve lived in a perfect paradise created by a loving God. Mankind's sin ruined everything. But that reality is not permanent. God is not pleased with natural disasters. It does, however, indicate just how awful sin is to God. According to Revelation, the last book of the Bible, in the New Testament, obviously, according to Revelation chapters 21 and 22, God will one glorious day bring perfection back, paradise back, but only for God's people. By the grace of God through the blood of Christ and our persevering faith in Him, believers are a people of hope. As we rely on God's promises through, for example, what Paul wrote, inspired of the Holy Spirit, in the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 18 and following, Paul wrote, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. You should understand that what it says here from the pen of Paul, that by the will of the one who subjected it, that is the earth, to decay and death, that's not the devil. The devil doesn't have that power. The one who subjected it is God, God Almighty, who is omnipotent, omniscient, all-powerful, and all-knowing. He subjected it because of mankind's sin. But that's temporary. Yeah, it's been a long time. But paradise is coming for the believer. Meteorologists tell us that floods are the number one killer among natural disasters. Perhaps the overall message isn't that God is punishing those. I'm talking about the overall message. Isn't that God is punishing those who are swept away, but rather that people need to be more careful where they build businesses and homes. As for example, the city of New Orleans, Louisiana, in the United States, actually lies, most of the city lies, the vast majority of the city lies a few feet below sea level and is surrounded by large natural bodies of water. So, in August of the year of our Lord 2005, due to Hurricane Katrina, the levees failed and the floodwaters covered about 80% of the city of New Orleans, a major metropolitan city in the United States. Hundreds died, and property destruction was catastrophic. Whereas, for example, also in America, the town of English in Crawford County, Indiana, from 1959 until 1990, suffered 6 serious floods, having been originally located at the confluence of 2 small rivers. So the town council of the town of English, it's called English, voted to move the town, which was and is the county seat, to higher ground. Today, most town residents are high and dry. most of the previously more level, lower ground was converted into the Lucas Oil Golf Course. Granted, of course, it's a lot easier to move a small town, and the town of English in Crawford County, Indiana, is very small. It's easier to move a town like that than a large metropolitan city like New Orleans. However, if New Orleans, Louisiana, in America, suffers another Katrina-type event, who knows what will happen regarding its future. So what's the bottom line regarding, is God punishing people with natural disasters, like a worldwide pandemic, this COVID-19 pandemic, for example? And this isn't the first time. In the Middle Ages, in the so-called Dark Ages, the Black Plague, as it was called, killed 1 out of 3, 1/3 of the European population in Europe. Yes, God has, as revealed in Scripture in the past, and can in the present, and will in the future, as revealed in the book of Revelation, chapters 6 through 19, intervene, and His wrath sometimes does flare against this planet and its people. However, we as mere humans cannot know with any accuracy what God's initiations and purposes are at any given time. Who are we to prophesize whether forthcoming or forecoming regarding what happens on our planet? Obviously, planet Earth is fallen due to mankind's sin and follows the usual laws of physics and nature as God has subjected it since sin entered this world. So, it is wiser when natural tragedy strikes not to cast blame on God, nor on the victims. A commentator writes, quote, "Life on this earth is uncertain. Nothing is guaranteed. Good things happen to bad people, and bad things happen to good people. Jesus said that God gives His sunlight to both the evil and the good, and He sends rain on the just and on the unjust alike." Matthew chapter 5 and verse 45. When natural disasters strike, rather than wondering if God is punishing us personally, it is better to follow Peter's advice to, quote, "humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and in His good time He will honor you. Give all your worries or anxieties and cares to God, for He cares about you," end of quote. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Personally carrying our anxieties shows we have not trusted God fully. Of course, it's human nature, but to continue to carry our anxieties means that we have not trusted God fully. We should strive to cast our anxieties to the Lord for more of the peace of God. Letting God handle our anxieties calls for mental action, not passivity, nor fatalism, for spiritual action. It ultimately measures our trust and reliance upon God to genuinely cast all our anxiety on Him. And remember always, for all in Christ, it says in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 4, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Praise God, paradise is coming again.
Rock of ages. Let me find myself in Thee.
we are certain of the blessings that are found in Brother Johnson's sermon. If you would like to have a free CD of this and last week's sermon, which was about the living hope, please write to us and ask for program 2248. That's 2248. As always, we welcome your comments and questions, and thank you for listening, and God bless you. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life. Sing now.